See, many people, many saints don't know, and that's why it's so dangerous, and that's why it crippled their minds. So they don't know what it means when they become jealous, envy, and hateful, and disobedient and rebellious. That has no place in your mind. It's not in your spirit when you get born again. And that's why he told you, take this word and renew your mind. But when you begin to let all that envy and that jealous and bitterness and all that stuff and get in your mind, it stops you from walking and operating in the life that God has given you. It contaminates the mind. And holding a grudge will hold you where you are. Y'all better hear me tonight. We got to get over some stuff. There's stuff that happened to us. There's stuff that happened to us and to our forefather. Okay, Lord. Happened to our forefather. We got to get past this stuff. That once I received Jesus, I have taken on life, and whatever else has happened, it doesn't matter. It's behind me. And I got God in me, and I can't be stopped. I will not quit. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And we got to get over the slavery stuff. We hatched it up. Just about every February, we hatch it up and cough it up and spit it up, and we keep going over and over and over and over again. You gotta forget it. It's good to remember history, but to get bitter by what something happened way back there, as long as you keep holding on to that stuff, you are not going anywhere. No, it wasn't right. But I heard the Lord say, vengeance is mine. Ha, ha, ha. I ain't got to try to pay nobody nothing. What I got to learn how to do is live this life that God had given me in Christ. And I need to educate, renew my mind, so when Satan bring that junk again, get out of my face. I know who I am. You're not going to get me bitter. You're not going to get me in strife. You're not going to get me in competition with nobody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.